Chicago's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right. We're having a Freed on Business first. We're doing a three-way here on. We've got Charlie DePino calling in from California. Charlie's an investor. He buys a lot of stuff from the auctions. We've got Joe Cuomo. He's the SVP and co-head of business development at auction.com. And Joe, who's the broker you brought on with us?
Barry Swatzenbarg from Freedom of Real Estate in Michigan.
All right, high five to everybody. And I got the high five. Johnny infected me with that. I got to somehow stop saying that. Now, we were just at the point before we went to break to talking about transparency and bidding against the mystery bidder. Okay, I've done this. We always in the room say, okay, now we're bidding against ourselves and the guys at wherever the lender was. What's the scoop on that, Joe?
Yeah, if you think about the traditional process, you're not getting the asset unless you pay the price that the seller wants. What we do here, and we're selling at 70, 80% of the assets we put on the platform, it's spirit of true transparency. Look, you are bidding against maybe the house on bids. The idea on every auction is to try and get the buyers up and the sellers down and create a market. And that's our goal. And when the reserve met flashes on the screen, every bid from that point forward is from another real market buyer. And we're selling a higher quality deals, higher percentage of the assets. So you might be bidding against the house. Once you hit that reserve, every bid from there on out is against another real buyer. As a buyer, you know that, hey, you know what? I might pay a little bit more. As Charlie said, I may have to stretch because we're going to really extract your true best and final offer, unlike the traditional process. How badly do you really want this property? Clock winding down? Show us. So good quality property, but you know you will always get to be the last click on the screen, unlike the traditional format. And as a seller, when buyers compete, sellers win. And you get a little bit more. So the idea, and look, for true transparency, we're having every 2 weeks we have an auction event. I welcome you to call me up. We're setting up events all throughout the country at our offices in New York, in Newport Beach, in Miami. Come into our Miami Beach office. Every 2 weeks, we're doing open houses. In a spirit of true transparency, we will show you the back end of our systems. I'll show you what it looks like, what's happening, how the bidding is taking place. And you'll see, wow, yeah, there really are real players bidding. We have 9, 10, 12 bidders bidding on $5 and $10 million assets on our platform.
Okay.
You know, well, this is not one bidder against the house all the way up to an outlier concept.
Now, that's really cool because when I've sat in the office, the urban legend is you're bidding against the house all the way to the end. So if you're bidding after the reserve price is off, then that's against other live investors.
Correct. And
awesome.
That's our goal every single time. We want to try and flash that reserve. And to us, that's the true market. Where it goes from there, you know, we can't tell you.
All right. Well, Charlie, you know, why did you decide to look into the auction market? You're a very seasoned investor of special assets. You manage the special assets. You were a founder of Secured Capital, the legendary original special assets liquidator that morphed into the Wells Fargo unit of Eastdil, called Eastdil. Charlie, why do you play in this market?
Yeah, I play in this market because I believe a portfolio of transactions more efficient and gets better pricing. Because larger, more institutional buyers can play. They can arrange financing ahead of time. It's very difficult to get a one-off asset financed by, let's say you're buying a non-performing loan. It's almost possible to get a bank to finance you on one asset. They will do a diversified pool. So when the auction process came out, I first didn't like it. Then I said, you know what? I'm in most cases going to eliminate the institutional player because they're not going to buy a $10 million asset. In some cases, institutional players will play, so I don't want to say it doesn't work. But I actually believe that if I can figure out how to pay a good price for an asset, I'm going to have a pretty good chance of being the best buyer on it, because from being around as long as I have, I know how to get that asset financed. I know how to. I can afford, and I can focus on doing the amount of due diligence you need to do to be able to pay up a little bit for the asset. The other strategy we use is we try to get a local regional player on any asset that I'm looking at, whether it's on auction.com or a traditional sale. I want to get a joint venture partner that is boots on the ground, either from a local or regional perspective, that can give me the best intel. So we're not we're not looking for a discount. We're looking to pay up a little bit because we think we have the right strategy for the asset. And I think from the auction process, I think I eliminate some of the normal competition I might have to bid against. Now, it doesn't always work. I would say I probably have a 25% success rate on auction.com, which is surprisingly that's a high percentage. And I think it's because of the joint venture strategy I use, as well as not having to compete in most cases against more institutional like buyers with lower cost of capital.
You know, Charlie, that's exactly the way we did it. When we did an auction.com thing, we only would do it when we do an auction, we only do it with an operator. In fact, as you know, we only invest with operators. So, Charlie, you know, I think that's exactly the way to go. And question to you, do you have your capital lined up already when you bid, Charlie? I mean, because I think you've got to, and I would also believe that eliminates a lot of competition as well.
Well, that's right. First of all, whether it's a traditional sale or an auction process, you better have your capital alongside you because the process moves fairly quickly. On an auction process, you're going to be putting up 10 points. Now, again, if this is a loan or an REO, you're going to be putting up 10 points when they award the deal to you, and you're going to sign the purchase agreement. So you better have your capital in tow with you, and you better have done a level of due diligence that you're comfortable putting up significant capital. And then if you're buying a loan, you have to close 10 days later, you better have all the capital, which actually creates a little drag on the deal. If I have to close all capital and then finance it down the road, that takes, you know, potentially 100 basis points off my return, off the overall investment. So that's a negative, which has to get priced in the deal.
Well, it sounds to me, though, Charlie, like you have an advantage because you're so strong. So let me ask you this, Joe. You've got people that call you, people prompt you. They come in, they go shopping in your office. They come, they meet brokers like Bruce out in the field. I guess the role Bruce doesn't. Barry also provides field work for you in his market. Will you sometimes match people if you meet them, the capital and a buyer, an operator sort of like Charlie and field guy?
Well, I mean, in terms of providing the capital or having financing available, you know, depending on the seller now, as again we're the process is becoming a little bit more mature, we have sellers that are actually providing from an affiliated financing entity, you know, let's say like LNR with Starwood, that are providing financing on the platform. You know, so Starwood has financed at this point about 25 assets on our platform or more, probably 30 at this point. They're doing it for third parties and as well. We have some bridge lenders that we're working with right now for you know transitional type of assets that require a bridge. And surprisingly enough, you know, we've gotten approached by a lot of lenders over the course of the last year that say, hey, you know, yeah, of course they say, hey, I want to lend on your platform with the great quality of assets you have. But secondly, really, it's like, did you know we've put out $150 million this year? No, we didn't. Well, you know, we actually proactively are calling out to buyers and buyers are calling us saying, hey, we're going to buy an auction.com. Will you finance me in the 30-day window here? So we're seeing that for us, you know, we know that long term we're going to need a financing strategy on the platform again. I'm adding 60 days now for larger quality deals. It makes perfect sense. We know the quality of the buyers like Charlie out there. But, you know, we've had all cash buyers, and we have a lot of them coming in. So if I can guarantee that certainty of execution, get that contract signed, that 10% hard money the day after the auction, and I'm closing 99.3% of those deals, and I don't need the financing on the back end. So we haven't really been pushed to the brink. I said we really, really need to figure out a strategy.
Barry, what brought you to auction.com and how come you chose to start to work with them and bring your clients and their deals to them?
That's a good question. When we, prior to auction.com really rolling out as a platform to handle a lot of the distressed assets, especially in the defaulted CMBS realm, we were probably one of the few brokerage shops that have been dealing in the CMBS arena long before it was sexy to be in the REO market. And so we, on the front end, were selling a lot of, again, defaulted CMBS deals whereby buyers through our process were, you know, being forced to do at-risk contracts of the relatively short close, go non-refundable immediately. And so when the auction platform rolled out, we too also have a sizable relationship with LNR. And so it was a real easy, natural for us to fold into their sale process. And really, auction.com just really puts up a very solid closing mechanism. Because at the end of the day, they do a tremendous amount of marketing. They bring a lot of people to the dance. But all those people still want to reach out and talk to us about the asset. And we're in 14 different markets. And so we're there to tell the property story and help them through that process and then get them to understand you need to do your due diligence, do your homework now. I mean, any buyer that's been around for a long time, and I've done this for a long time, I mean, they're going to pay their number, but when they get into that mechanism, as your other speaker was mentioning, you know, you can get some people that might move away from their discipline a little bit. I mean, we've had in a couple of deals, I mean, there's Eli Randall in Joe's office that I've handled a handful of sales with, And, I mean, we've had post bids past reserve that were 25, 30 clicks over the reserve because the bidders are smaller investors. The deals were in the $5 million range, and they just wanted to have the property. And so for another $5,000 or $10,000, they just weren't going to lose that asset. And, you know, that really helps the seller out at the closeout of the deal. And it's not like the buyers didn't know what they were doing when they were bidding.
Barry, I'm going to ask you to hold. Charlie, Barry, can you stick with us into the next half hour?
I'll do my best.
All right. Charlie, can you stick with me for another 15?
Yeah, I'm good for another 15, yeah.
All right, high five. Joe, you're here. You're not going anywhere. Dave, take me out. We're going to roll around the horn, and then we'll be back talking more auction.com. Auctions, buying the new way, buying hashtag CRE, back after THIS.